Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio, the show for people who want to learn shit but not read and stuff. The premise of this show, again, this is the relaunch of the infamous Dirt Bag Radio. The premise of this new relaunch is we smoke one strain of legal cannabis. We are in a legal cannabis state, and document what it does while talking about a topic, right? We're recording out of Portland, Oregon. We're back after being gone for like 10 years. We got nominated at our peak for like best radio program. We kind of disappeared a little bit off of that, you know, and then we're trying to do the relaunch now. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, you know, just to support the show. There's also a merch store. Make sure to check that out. We're going to put links on this episode. But thanks for tuning in. All right, so for this episode, which by the way is brought to you by Funk Extracts, make sure to check them out at www.funkextracts.com. The strain we ended up smoking was called Pineapple Upside Down Cake, crossed with another strain called Green Queen. So I believe both of these are going to be an indica, correct? And I'll tell you straight up, man. A couple strains, little things that stand out about out of these. This one, I definitely feel a little anxiousness coming from it. You know, for an indica, I feel a little, I don't want to say nervousness, but I'd say a little anxiety. Not too much, just enough to be like, hey, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, right? Right, let me check. Yeah, I'm an adult. My bills are paid. I'm fine. Yeah. Getting a little bit of that in the back of my head, you know. Trying to keep calm, looking around like, nah, dude, everything's cool. Just calm the fuck down, you know. So if you want to have the feeling of like, man, I want to feel like I'm on some drugs, bro. I would recommend it. I don't think it's something where it's uncomfortable, but it's definitely there. And I do feel kind of a little talkative as well, so. Cognition-wise, I feel like I do have to pause and think of what I'm going to say, what I was talking about. So, social-wise, I would still do this, but you are going to be probably impaired like the way you would be maybe if you're drunk or if you were like just really rude and into your phone and like someone's talking to you and you're just staring at your phone, you know, those type of people. This would give you equivalent to that. So, it depends on you. You know, if you're going somewhere where I recommend it, like if, this will sound very specific, but I'm not trying to call nobody out, but maybe you're in a situation where you don't get along with your husband or your wife's family, but you got to be there. You know, you're not going to talk to them. You know, you're going to have the stink face. So there's beef there, you know. I would recommend this for that. You know, that way you could like be around, be a little tense. Like, you know, there's already tense there. You know, you're aware. You know, be like, oh, I got to act normal. Yeah, drink this. My heart. No, I'm all right. Oh, I got to act normal. Just got to drink this beer. Just sit there. You know, you got to do nothing. But, it, you know, be a little fun ride for you. If you got to talk to them and like keep a conversation and they're actually going to listen to what you say. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. This is for like a messed up relationship with the in-laws type of weed. It's not a happy weed. Unless, you know, they're really cool, but like if you're trying to make a first impression, maybe if like everyone smokes it, it's cool. But like, I'll tell you straight out, like, I'm struggling. It's enjoyable though. I can tell I'm fucked up because, you know, some of these strains that you smoke, especially some sativas, you're like, I'm not high. And then you're like, you've cleaned everything. Some of these sativa strains, man. They're up there with like cocaine almost. Like it's definitely an upper, like a cup of coffee. I know a couple sativas that like if I'm tired and we get a smoke break and I'm like, yo, I'm really tired. Instead of like with a Red Bull, I'll also smoke a sativa. Sometimes the sativa itself will just wake you up. Just after like smoking the one joint, you're like, yo, I'm up. I'm no longer tired. I'm like alert. depends on the terpenes inside the strain. So that's what we're trying to go here for you guys. Go through each strain here. Again, this is the one we're sponsored by this week, or the name after the show. It's Pineapple Upside Down Cake. And so that was the first strain that I remember handling. And, you know, sometimes you're like, why does it have that name? Like, as a kid, I liked Pineapple Upside Down Cake. It was probably one of the few things my mom made that I was like, yo, this is pretty good. She'd make it every once in a while around Christmas or something like that. So I remember that from my childhood. So when I smelled this strain of flower when it came to the dispensary I work at, it smelled exactly like Pineapple Upside Down Cake. Like, you could smell the baked goods from it or whatever, like the sweet bread smell. Like, it was in the bud somehow. That's when I was like, yeah, the terpenes and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess bread is from plants. Okay, that makes sense. Like, my fat ass couldn't make the connections until you put food, you know, like, do you know why this smells like pineapple upside down cake? Because the cake's made from wheat or whatever. And it's a plant, and this is a plant too. Like, oh, I get it. Terpenes. They make shit smell a certain way in its basic form, I guess. That would be the definition. If someone's like, what is a terpene? It makes plants smell a certain way. You ever go outside and smell whenever grass is cut, like a fresh grass cut smell? That's like a terpene makes that smell, if we're going to be here technical or whatever, you know. And I found that out from the internet, so you could, you know, take it as you want, I guess. As some of you may know, going through the episodes here, if you've listened, this is your fourth episode. Thanks for tuning in and giving us a chance here. I'm currently going to school right now as an adult. I'm 39 years old and I'm a full-time student. So to go in and get gossip time here, I guess. When I left Houston, I had messed up my back, you know, just my back gave out on me. Got really inflamed, really tight one day, and it never went away. And it hasn't gone away. And it gets to the point sometimes where, like, I can't move for a couple weeks, you know, so. That's the reason why they're like, well, you need to get a new job. So we're going to, there's a program, which I thought it was just as a military. But if you're like disabled and like newly disabled, I guess, like something happened to you and you can't do like physical labor, like there's programs that they'll retrain you and they'll pay you to go back to school to get retrained. And, I thought it was like a VA thing. It's not. Like, there's another guy that's like, no, I'm trying to do this. Like, yeah, me too. You're a veteran. Like, no, it's just a program. Like, oh shit. Okay. So I'm doing graphic design for that reason. And this is why we're doing a relaunch, I guess. It was more maybe fate, you know, fate's like, you're doing construction work. You're not meant to do hard work. Let's go ahead and mess your back up now. Tweak. Okay, cool. Enough for you to walk, but not enough for you to do, be able to do really like much. So you got to be behind the computer and get the radio show going again. And that's the universe. That's, you know, I'm in Portland now, so you believe stuff like that with crystals and shit like that. So, I do have crystals in my house that I was given to by a witch, whether she was a real witch or not. I don't really know. It's a Portland witch. So take that for what you will, I guess. Gave me some crystals and I have them around the house and crap like that. And, you know, we did the whole blessing of the house and stuff. So there's no bad stuff here, according to the pamphlet that the old lady gave me over there in the corner of the market that one time. There's a lot of markets in Portland. Being from Houston, coming from like a major city, it's like it's a big lifestyle change. It's kind of a little bit, obviously, when I was in Houston, I was like working like in the energy industry, you know, electrical or what the fuck did I do? I was like electrician, electronic engineer type shit, you know, for environmental. Like, I know my last job before my back got fucked up on. I would climb towers and take my tools up there with me or pull them up with a fucking lasso and shit and then work on stuff and then bring everything down. So it's a lot of going up and down. It's a kind of interesting, especially because I was afraid of heights. But, you know, for money, whatever, I'll go. Like, I'm not gonna go up there for the fuck of it. But if you're like, we'll pay 30 something bucks an hour, I was like, hey man, let's fucking whatever. We have a fucking harness. It should work, right? Fuck it. You know, so yeah, be afraid of heights and being up in towers and stuff like that. Pretty sure my grip was off the charts going up and down. I'm sure that didn't help the muscles doing it continuously. So now I gotta do graphic design. And so I'm in school full time, which that means I'm going to school like at least these classes have hours, quote unquote, attached to them. So to be a full time student, you gotta take 12 hours of classes. So that means if one class, like, how many hours is this class? This class is 2 hours. That's how much credit you get, 2 hours. This other class has like 4 hours, right? So I'm taking 3 4-hour classes. So that means like I should be spending maybe like 30 hours of school doing school shit, like being in school. And I'm fucking 39, dude. You know, I'm going back to school, and I've been going to school for, this is like year number four. I've been up here in Portland for 4 years going to school. I got like an associate's at a community college for like multimedia and video editing. And then I just like transferred to Portland State, and I'm doing their graphic design. I just got my film studies minor, so I could like be a critic and shit. I could like be a film critic if I wanted to. I could sit here and be like, well, why is Amaya, what the fuck gives him the right to fucking critique? Like, bitch, I got a fucking degree in that shit, bro. Like, I get it. I understand film. Like, it's history, and I'm not trying to go into your shit. Whatever. Who gives a fuck, right? But yeah, I'm knocking him out. The last one I need to do is graphic design. So that's what I'm doing, dude. It's year four. I think I'm a senior or a junior. I'm not really sure. I should know these things. Everyone's asking, like, when do you graduate? I'm like, you guys know when you graduate already? Like, I'm just taking classes and shit. I'm having to do something that I haven't done. And I saw, like, I remember when I was in high school like in 1999 to like 2001. And I remember that's when like I was raised with the internet. Like, when I was going to school, I remember there was no internet. I remember there was computers. There was something called Number Munchers. You guys could YouTube it. It's like a video game. We would play on these Apple computers with the, not green screen, they were colored. I remember playing Oregon Trail, like originally, not the colored version, like the green screen shit. Like, I won that game once. What I did was I just bought all a fuckload of meat, and I just booked it. Like, people were dying, and I just kept going. Like, I don't even remember stopping to bury them. I think like out of 9 people, 6 died, I think, but 3 of us made it. I made it. You know, so I remember that video game. So now I'm an adult, and then when I did, you know, this is probably not a good joke, but whatever. So when I made my pilgrimage from Houston, Texas to Portland, Oregon, in my head, I'm like, well, in the simulation that you did, you made it, but like people died, you know. So, but you know, you're in a car, so you should be okay. So I had a little bit, I was like 95% sure, like, this is gonna be all right. We'll make it. We've done road trips. We're just doing it in a fucking bigger car. Like, we had a couple practice shots before we did it, you know? So, we made it. No one died of diarrhea or dysentery, if you didn't know what that meant in that video game. Dysentery means you shit yourself till you died. It was a real thing, you know? You'd sick. And they didn't have like hospitals and shit. You're like going into the wilderness and stuff. But you're like, why would people do it? And if you've never been up here, it's nice as shit up here. Coming from Houston, Texas, where it's like flat as fuck, and all we have to stare at is our skyline, which is nice, but you travel to other places where there's like mountains and towns in between mountains and shit. You're like, God damn, this is beautiful. And then in Houston, we're like flat looking up at buildings, like skyscrapers. And it's not really that big of a skyline, you know. It's decent, you know, but there's like different ones popping up around, So you don't really, when I left Houston, I couldn't really tell. Downtown, I had like some competition over there on towards Katy. Some more of the buildings were popping up. I'm like, uh-oh, there's another skyline popping up in a different spot. Very developed, but it's flat and it floods. And up here, it looks like, it doesn't feel like America. I don't know if you've ever been to Oregon or Washington or the Pacific Northwest. The first time I came up here, especially because coming from Texas and being up here and it's like legalized cannabis, like Texas is, my parents are Christian. I think everyone's Christian. So just not being married to your, so, having a baby mama, they're like, they're not married. It's like, it's a dramatic, like they might. One time my brother had my family come over. He bought a house, right? And they can't, they told my family to come over because they're religious to bless it. And then I guess go through the house and pray it. And my uncle, he's a priest. Because again, like my family is basically Radio Hallelujah in Houston, so he's a priest. So they basically sprung it on my brother like, hey, it's a sin to live like this. We could marry you right now. And everyone's here. Like her mom's here. We're making a big deal. Why don't we marry you right now? On the spot, dude, And you come to this area where the landscape's different. There's, I call them Christmas trees, because that's what we know them as. That's the only time we see them. But there's like Christmas trees everywhere. There's pine trees everywhere. So there's, it's always green and Oregon, like the majority of the year, there's always green trees here, and it's mountainous. So, difference, if you've gone to Colorado, it's the Rocky Mountains because there's it's rocky, it's a bunch of rocks, up here, it looks and feels like Europe-ish, but you're using dollars, and again, coming from like that Christian upbringing, and then. The first time I came up here, I got out. I remember I got out of the Portland airport and went across. I went to like, I'm hungry. There was like a Burger King across the freeway. So I got my burger and then parked, right? And I started, getting ready with the GPS, the location I had to drive through. And I looked up and there was a fucking billboard, not like a small one, like a big one, a professional one, saying, you missed us, Tommy Chong's weed, do a U-turn. So I'm like here, there's something funny I said before. I was in the military, I was in the Marines, right? And like I remember a couple times going to like deployments, we went to war or whatever. And then usually what happens is when you come back, the family's waiting. So like if I didn't have a family when I was in the military, I was like a single person, right? So no kids or nothing like that. But say if I did have kids, or say you're in the military, me and you are all right, since we're talking, you listening, me and you're in the military, right? We did our we went to war, we're coming back. And so our significant others and our kids, they have like an event. So as soon as we land, we walk and like they're walking towards us on the flight line. It's like a big old thing. There's cameras and shit, so it's like, yeah, they do it for the military. That's like, they're coming back home. Let's make a big deal about it, So the wives get together or the spouses get together and some of the squadron that stayed behind, they're like, okay, we're receiving everything back. And then the jets show up and, it's, so that should happen. But so I'm sure they felt some type of way like, yeah, I did this for my country or whatever the fuck, that's when they got, but I never got that, And then whenever I got home, like I would just fly home and then tell people like, hey, I'm here. What's up? What are you doing? Or just pop up on people. But like, I never had, I'm not trying to sound like I'm bitch in here. I'm just like stating what's happened, but I don't remember really having people there waiting for me. It was more like, hey, I'm gonna show up to the house here soon or whatever. Or I'll just fly into Houston and not tell people and then hang out with people, So I've never felt like patriotism coming back home. I didn't even know it was a thing, right? So I'm sitting at this Burger King eating, I look up and I see this advertisement, this billboard, and it's professional. It's a graphic design. It's not just like some guy on the side of the street. Like someone got a graphic designer, like someone spent money on this design, you know? And then I got this, like, I could, you know, I started hearing the Marine Corps hymn, or, you know, I don't know, just, I felt this rush of patriotism, like, America, fuck yeah, which I've never felt before, you remember? Because, you know, I didn't have that pomp and circumstance, I guess, feeling. It was like, oh, you're a single guy coming back from the war, help clean up all this shit for the married guys while they, like, get to hug their wives and kids. Because you didn't have no fucking kids, you piece of shit. We're not going to clean this up. You are. Congratulations on coming back. But I'm going to stick around. You're going to clean all this crap before you go home. And so I felt this rush of patriotism that I had never felt before. Like, yeah, this is why you served your country. To have the freedom to buy weed, you know? Because buying weed where I'm from, you have to call somebody. And either they would immediately hit you up, be like, hey, right now, where are you at? You know, $20 a gram, $25 a gram. $10 a gram if it's like your friend. But like, dude, if it's your friend, you should be buying it $20 a gram. Like, they're putting their life on the line for a gram for you. You're just like, can I get it for 10? You're a piece of shit. But at the same time, some of these drug dealers had horrible, I think I've complained about this already in a previous podcast, horrible customer service, dude. They'd hit you up 8 hours, 10 hours later the next day. You still need that? Like, no, I don't need that. I got it already. Thank you, sir. Sometimes you would be like, yeah, I still need it, bro. What's up? And hoping that they wouldn't take two more days to hit you up. You know, like, okay, now you need to sell. Or, you know, you're just like, yo, I haven't re-upped it. Let me know, bro. I'm not going to, like, not buy from you. It's weed. I'm going to need it continuously. It's not like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you know? And being up here, just come in, show your ID, and then they're like, what do you want? You could get up to an ounce. I think it's 2 ounces now, but like, you know, I would spend like $200 or $300 with like a dealer, you know, it's like $50 a gram. So I'm like, wow, give me 2 grams and give me like 7 grams is $100 of flour. So like 2 grams and 7 grams of flour, $200. You know, and I'd get that a couple times. So that was what I was paying in Houston, $200 like maybe a week or two, every 2 weeks or something like that. You know, it was up there, dude, just to smoke a little bit, you know. It wasn't like, I mean, I guess that is like an ounce a month. I didn't think about that, you know, but that you could get an ounce or 2 ounces a day here in Oregon legally, you know, and you could do that every day for a month, whether like you have that much on you that then, you know, it might be something else, but like legally you can. You know, there's nothing stopping you from buying 2 ounces other than like, but it's like saying like, hey, you can buy one keg a day. Yeah, I guess you could buy 5 kegs a day. I can, you know, like it's not that glorified up here as, you know, it's just your limit unless you're from out of town. I'm from out of town. So that was a big deal, dude. Like, yo, I'm buying. There's like, for one, I can see it. And the drug dealers in Houston would get so mad when I would ask, you know, questions like, oh, this is some fire, bro. This is some straight fire, dude. It smells awesome. It's dank. You know, I'm like, cool. Is this a sativa or indica? Because I know this about myself. And if you've listened to the episode, a couple episodes before, we smoke an indica. We took a break, you know, to go smoke, and then sit. I just passed the fuck out. I just passed out like 6 hours later. I came back and had to re-smoke again because that's what indicas do. I just passed the fuck out. Sometimes I'll like smoke and like go to sleep, you know, have to wake. I have to put alarms when things happen so I don't miss shit, you know. It's called being a responsible stoner. Don't just pass out and don't put alarms like, hey, what I got to do today? I got a class at 3. So let's put an alarm for 2:45 and then 2:55, you know, two alarms before, you know, it's called being a grown up, you know, but it is weird because I'm 39 years old and I'm back in college and it's like a different lifestyle up here. And I'm not going to lie, bro. I've been kind of using this college thing to like be purposely ignorant, you know? I'm like, I don't know. I'm a student. I don't know anything. And I'm not saying that that's this typical college attitude. I'm saying that is my attitude because, bro, I need to focus on whatever the fuck I'm doing. Like, this is my, like, I'm 39 in college full time. Do you understand? And I'm like, the debt that you would accrue at 18, 19, I'm accruing it now. Usually, if people would like have their shit together, now I was at the point where, like, all right, I'm at the point where I'm gonna buy a house. I'm gonna start looking for a house. And I was at that point in my life and my back fucked up. So I've been trying to survive off of my savings and all that shit like that, and investing in crypto and fucking trying to get Shiba Inu to a dollar, and then that all my troubles are over. You know, that's everybody, I guess, huh? Did you buy some Shiba Inu cryptocurrency? Yeah, if you didn't, you should amply. So I'm up here in Portland. It looks different. They have legal cannabis. It reminded me of like there's a couple things that a couple videos on TikTok, like Switzerland with waterfalls and shit like that. It's kind of like that here, just not as intense. You know, like I've seen in Switzerland, these mountains are huge. Like we have mountains too. They're just not that like sharp, you know. Some of the towns, yeah, I mean they're surround us, they're pretty nice. We have volcanoes, we have waterfalls, we have lakes, we have rivers, you know. Do we have Bigfoots and UFOs and shit like that? We're like the number one area for Bigfoot and UFO sightings, you know, enough to where Washington State, the state I live in, wants to put the Bigfoot on a list where you can't shoot it. Like there's legislature being passed, like it's like, hey, we don't know if there's Bigfoot, but there's enough sightings to where there might be. So in case there is, we should probably not kill it. Let's pass some laws to like not have dead people just shooting Bigfoots, that we gotta like protect it. Whatever, if it is, it's endangered. We don't fight. There's obviously there's not enough of them to we know what the fuck's going on, you know? That's how we see it up here. And in Houston or in Texas, it is legal to shoot a Bigfoot. It's you can they encourage you. You see a Bigfoot, you better shoot it. How the fuck else are we gonna prove it's real? They're out there. Yeah, so I didn't really know how crazy it is up here. Like I was just like, man, the landscape looks badass, dude. There's mountains here. In my head, I was like, well, I'll come up here, I'll be in school, and then like on the weekends, I'll like go hiking and take pictures, and I'll be like a photographer, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I know that might sound like, oh, it's a fucking stupid, naive college. Like, yeah, that's what I'm doing, bro. I did it later in life. Like, I have my GI Bill. I'll just, you know, I never fucking used it. I'm not really sure why. I know why. I tried applying in school in Houston twice to two different schools, right? And you get this allowance basically, like, you know, most people, if you go to school, you gotta like take out a loan, which the loans are very easy to get, you know, which is kind of scary because you're like 18, 19 and you're like, hey, I need $6,000, $7,000. All right, we're gonna give it to you every 3 months, and we're gonna do that for 4 years, and you're gonna pay us back. And then you have all these horror stories, right? So, yeah, that's what I'm doing on purpose, you know, just because that's like me, and I gotta like provide for my family that's up here too. I got little two girls are going to school, and they're asking for food every day, bro. Like, dude, seriously, you ate yesterday multiple times. Like, fuck. So yeah, if you're a parent, you have to like feed somebody else. And you know, if you don't have kids, imagine that bum friend that pisses you off, right? That's like, man, Caesar never pitches in on the fucking weed, bro. That's all we're always smoking him out, you know, like that. Okay, someone like that, but it's your child. And I'm not complaining. It's cool. I like them, you know. We're cool. I'm cool with my kids. So like, hey, you want this? Hell yeah, let's do it, you know. I have this, maybe the way you were brought up, I'm sure this isn't the right way, but everything my parents did let me do, I'm like, well, I'm doing the complete opposite, because I came out okay, I guess, but like I would want to help my kids reach their goals, whatever they're trying to do, as opposed to in my family, everybody left immediately as soon as they turned 18, me included. Like, I joined the military. Like, I went from a Christian upbringing, super Christian, you know, Jesus, and I was like, what, I can get out of here? Yeah, I just want to give me a gun, I gotta shoot stuff and maybe blow people up. Yeah, fuck it, I think that's a fair trade, you know. So we have something called the GI Bill, which we have to pay for. It's like an insurance. Like, they make us pay, we pay $100 a month or something like that for like a year. So there's like an insurance. So then once you get out, like, hey, you paid for it, so now once you get out, you can use it to go back to school, but they give you an allowance, like a monthly allowance, so you can like go to school full time and survive. When Houston, it was only like $1,700 a month. So I was, that's why I didn't go to school back in Houston. I'm like, man, I went to U of H and I started the process and stuff like that. Yeah, like, go over here, go to admissions, do this and do that. Okay. And then like, yeah, BAH, which is a basic allowance in housing for the month, BAH for college was like $1,700. And I was like, yo, that's like rent. That's not even rent. You know, I would still need to work. I'm like, well, I can't do it. So whenever I fucked up my back, I was like, man, I wonder what states I could go and do it. You know, like, I was like, fuck it, let's see. Let's just see. You know, I didn't know different places. So I started looking at different colleges. So I'm like, I know some of my friends went to school like in New York and they stayed there. You know, they have like, they started an art company or whatever. So I was like, huh, I wonder how much to go to school there. So I was like, where would I want to go? And I had taken trips up here to Portland a couple of times, like road trips. So I was like, well, spending money to go to this area to like be around the waterfalls and shit would be, I guess I would want to go to school there. I'm not going to be having the funds like I used to travel. And so like I came up here, you know, and going to school full time. It is a little weird because there's like a definite generation gap, and I already have been, I was like, I think in my field for 18 years, you know? So, I've been working since I was 16. So like, I've been working longer than these kids have been alive. Like, they're just like, okay, I'm out of high school, which I'm not bashing them, but it's just, there's a definite, like, I would say language barrier. The slang is different, you know. I'm a veteran, so I cuss a lot. The people are, I mean, I don't think that's like a big deal, but I don't know if they view me a certain way because I'm older. I know I look at other students that are older and I'm like, why are you here? You know, like, I tell people straight up, like, yeah, my back, I fucked up my back, so I'm doing like a career change and I'm trying to intake the most information. So like, we do this thing in class where like we'll critique each other, which is basically saying like, hey, you fucked up here, you should try this, you should try that. And as an adult, that's what we don't like. I'm from Houston, like, yo, don't criticize me, bitch. And you'll fight somebody over small shit. Like, yo, I don't like the way, you should try, don't criticize my parenting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't say, you know, some things are unspoken, and it's like coming from as a, that's my upbringing. And then now we're in college and they're like, all right, we are going to criticize and accept it. Okay. And then do the corrections. And so it's like, you know, I'm not fighting it. I'm not trying to fight it. I'm not like, I moved up here from Texas for a reason, you know, like there's legal cannabis here. So obviously the rules are going to be different. The way shit runs up here is going to be different. I'm not trying to come up here and change it. You know, I moved up here because where I'm from, I realized a long time ago, I was like, man, I don't see Texas legalizing weed anytime soon. And like, that was years ago, right? This is like after like every year, like someone would get like joining a draft or something, or like joining the UN, like, we legalize weed. All right, next year, we legalize. So every year, like since like the first, you know, states, which was Colorado and Washington, legalized weed, every year, like one's been joining, or the rules have been getting less stricter or whatever. So In Texas, you can use like low THC CBD, you know, legally. I hear there's like pop-up markets now, like people don't give a shit sort of type thing, but legally it's, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there. I'm probably telling too much, but I mean, I'm not there, so whatever. But that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing in social media. Like there's pop-up markets of people just like, yeah, we're selling CBD, quote unquote. And I mean, honestly, you can't really tell the difference between CBD and THC. It's the same fucking thing, flower wise, you know? It's just the testing. What are the numbers? So, but flower wise, it looks the same. So I could see where they would be like easily changed. And that's, I mean, if that's what they're doing, hey, more power to them, dude. I think it's a lot better than being in an apartment with guns and like having, it's different, dude, buying weed up here from buying weed at home. 'Cause like you're buying from a drug dealer. It's not, you're not buying it from a dispensary. It's a drug. They're different. There's meth, there's pills, there's other shit there. There's guns, you know, because it's illegal. There's other people there, you know, like, just because I like to smoke weed, I don't like to be around meth heads freaking the fuck out, tweaking and shit. You know, it's not the same thing. You know, even though it might look the same, you know, some of these dabs or crystals and shit, you're like, what is that crack? Like, no, it's a THCA crystals. Duh. You know, like, you know, it's, you know, it's borderline. Honestly, some of these, the crystals, dude, I've seen meth, I've seen crystals, you know, they don't really, I mean, they feel different, obviously, once you like fuck with them or whatever, but like, they look almost the same, so it's like I could see that, you know, but nah, it's we want to just feel high. We're not trying to like I don't know exactly what people think happens with cannabis, you know, because everyone goes off their experience. Like my family, to tell you more gossip here, family secrets here, because that's what we're trying to do at this radio show. We're trying to get a connection with our viewers, and if it's just me here spilling my secrets, fuck it, you know, that's what we got to do. In my family, this is Christians, remember, think of this immigrant Christian family, we're not really speaking English, just like we love the Lord, and you know, we're gonna start a towel company, you know. So one of my cousins decides to smoke, not cannabis, this like fake weed shit they would sell at gas stations, which is like it would look like weed, you know, but like it would get you high, quote unquote. But it wasn't cannabis, dude. It was literally like some shit potpourri mixed with chemicals crap that people would mix together. So you were getting high off these different chemicals. You weren't getting like it look, I mean, they made some of them look like weed, you know, but it's, you know, it probably styrofoam or something you were smoking. I'm not really sure, you know. Potpourri is what it looked like. K2 or Kush, which is fucked up because there's strains called Kush. There's OG Kush, Kush mints, you know. And then this product is called Kush. But who the fuck are you gonna tell, like, hey, don't be confused and, you know, whatever. So one of my cousins smoked that because a lot of people at the refineries in Houston smoked that. That way they could smoke weed and still work, or smoke weed, quote unquote, or something close to it, but still work at the refineries because they don't drug test for that, because it's not like a drug. It's like they're getting high off of chemicals and shit that they're getting sprayed on these potpourri looking thingies, you know. So my cousin smoked this inside. They live in a trailer, right? A single, not a double wide, just a single, you know, trailer park. Because we are. From I am, you know, former trailer trash from the 80s. So like some of them I think still live there, but they're nice now, you know, cool. Double wides are cool now, so it's a different world now, you know. Back when I was growing up, I think Chris Farley, he used to make fun of people like, you're gonna live in a river, I'm, you know, in a van down by the river. That was like a skit. That was like, you're not successful. And like now it's 2022, and they're like, yo, I just bought this bus. We're gonna live by the river, or our financial goals are met. Like it's different, you know. What's up is down, down is up. I'm not really here to like fight it, you know? Weed is legal. I can buy 2 ounces right now and not have like guns or like worried about the cops showing up. Like, I've rolled a joint while talking to a cop giving a police report, because I asked him, like, hey, do you mind? Like, I'll give you the police report, but like, this is my break and I want to smoke, so can I roll this joint? Like, yeah, whatever. You know, he didn't give a shit. So, you know, we're essential workers of society. You know, this was during the pandemic. So, it's different up here. I'm okay with it. The landscape's different. It feels like Europe-ish, but you get to use the dollar from like tourist outside looking in. Now, after that, I'm here for a while, I'm trying to be a Portlander, I guess. I'm trying, you know. I don't know if I'm going to stick here after school or not, but I'm here now, so I'm not trying to fight it. If someone tells me their pronouns, I'm like, yeah, dude, that's cool. Mine are he and him. I'm not, like, funny enough to be like, call me. What's that one? I've heard someone say my pronouns are the, she, and it. I'm the shit, you know, redneck voice. So, you know, I think that is funny, but I'm not going to use it, you know, because I do understand, like, yeah, probably hurt someone's feelings or something like that. So, I know, like, some people, especially I've had people come up here from Texas, visit me, and they'll ask me questions. Like, how does it feel being in school? And like, I get it. You know, people, say like, oh, college isn't a reality, and the way they think's not going to work. And the thing is, like, it is, because they exist. Like, the college is there. Like, yeah, we're paying a lot. Like, yeah, I'm paying to get, like, you know, a degree and be able to get a job in another field, you know. But there's lots of help for different groups there, you know. So if you were like by yourself at this college and you're like a person of whatever, you like of color or whatever orientation, there's a lot of support. You know, there's support for me too. There's like students with kids. Like, if I want to babysit my kids, they'll like, here you go, babysit. You know, I could tell them, wait here for me, I'll be back, I'm gonna go to class, you know. So there's support for everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're paying a lot for it, you know. So it's not, I don't want to say it's not reality, but it's not like it's over after we leave, you know. Like high school's not real. Like, yeah, it was real while we were there. I had the beefs. That dude got pissed that I stole his girlfriend, you know. Like, that's probably not real now, but like, who gives a shit, because we're old and there's marriages, you know. But like, that shit did happen. I did almost fight somebody, so not to be specific, just like being vague, I guess, or whatever. Fake scenario there. I'm assuming, I don't know, I feel like this weed is just making me splurt shit out loud here. So okay, so one thing I am noticing about this strain, again, we're smoking the pineapple upside down cake crossed with a green queen. If you're going to try to stay on topic, it is a little difficult. I have had to stop the podcast multiple times and be like, what the fuck was the point of this? You know, so I would lose track of where I was going with my story. So if you're trying to be social, if you're trying to be high at work and function, I would probably, like, if you got to talk out loud, I would probably not do this. If you got to do like a speech, I would probably not smoke this. It's makes me forget my point. I am kind of talkative, but like, I have stopped the podcast. Like, what the fuck's the point of this? I'm like, oh, that's right, I'm trying to make this point to make this other point, you know. So that is something I am noticing. Again, we're smoking pineapple upside down cake with Green Queen, 2 different strains in one, by Funk Extracts. Again, that's our sponsors for the show. Check them out, www.funkextracts.com. I've noticed since like Kobe died, everything's been weird as shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, dude. Everything's fucked up right now. I'm like, man, maybe for my dreams to be real, like, reality has to go through some crazy shit. And we have COVID, and then Kobe passed away, and people keep dropping left and right and stuff. Like, dude, what the fuck? Donald Trump saying all this shit, and he was president. And then just the election, the way all that shit went down in January 6th, like, so much crap's happening. And me being in school during that stuff, we could talk about that later, but There is a generation gap, and I'm trying to fit in. You know, I'm not trying to fight it. I'm not trying to sit here and be like, I don't get it. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, honestly, dude, weed's legal here. I'm the new guy here. I'm not trying to like bring my ways because I didn't really like Texas that much to begin with, I guess. So I'm just like, why am I trying to? I mean, we have customs and shit like that, that some are cool and tradition, but like, is I'm up here. It's different up here. So I'm trying to live like whatever it is up here. You know, there's like no boarding and like rivers and walruses and orcas and islands, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't have that shit where I'm from. So like, hey, I'm gonna explore up here, you know. So that's what I'm doing up here. But I'm going to school, right? And I have noticed a lot of the people that I'm in school with, they're like, you know, I was in the Marines when 9/11 happened. You know, I had just graduated high school. I was in boot camp, you know. A lot of people weren't even born yet, you know. I think if you're 9/11, you're like 21 years old now, you know, around if you were born around 9/11, we're about to be 22, I guess. So it's crazy, you know. So a lot of the people, like my kids, they can't fathom a reality without the internet. Or Netflix, you know. I told them, like, dude, the ISA, the TV had four channels. We were poor. We didn't have cable. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had regular TV antenna shit. There was like, now there's a shitload of channels too. I don't know if anybody just tries to get free TVs. That make you poor if you have the free TV, the antenna. Like, why are you doing now? You get cable. Like, I don't know. I use everything from the internet. Everything's like. I don't watch regular TV. I think Netflix ruined me. I have to watch things in order. Like if I see a TV show, like what season is this? This season 2, episode 5. Like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I'm going to look something somewhere else. Like I'll play a video game. I can't watch it. I got to watch it season 1, like a book, you know, it's like saying, do you read a book? Like just open the book and read 4 pages and then close it. Like, yeah, I've read some of the book. Like, I guess, but there's a lot before and after. I don't know. I mean, maybe, the internet has ruined the way that I watch shows now. So, you know, I didn't have that growing up. So now being around people that don't understand, like some of the lessons we're having, like I think my teachers are like my age, you know, which is okay. Like I used to be a teacher too. You know, I used to teach electricity, back in the day at the Ponzi scheme called Everest Institute. but I did teach it, you know. I found out the professor is like it's just a title, like Mr. It's not like a certificate or nothing like that. So, the people that, hey, are you a professor? And I was like, yeah, I wasn't faking the funk. I was your professor because you called me your professor. That's what I found out being in college. So when they told me that, I was like, look, yeah, bro. Cause I did feel like, yo, you're just letting them call you professor, Professor Amaya. But I mean, I found out I did. So it's cool that it was grammatically correct. I didn't fuck it up. So, yeah, I guess technically you can still, if you're in the military, you can all, if you got like the, like, I'm Sergeant Amaya, I could technically be like, just call me Sarge. I don't know if I wanted to be that douche, you know, but I guess I could. I'm not going to, but, you know, going back to school, I'm 39. I've done like a couple businesses and jobs and been in different industries. And just to, you know, we know how hard it is sometimes to make money, you know, or find a good job where you, it's like consistency. You're not like, yo, am I going to have a job in a couple months? Cause some of these businesses, dude, are running under the table or some shit like that. Or they're not like, something's up, you know, like, hey, we can't pay you this week. You know, I know some of our old radio show hosts, she worked at a hospital and she said like, yeah, I haven't got paid in 2 weeks. I've been working 60 hours. So like you're working on like, I don't know. That was weird. Like what? You're a nurse and you're not getting paid. Like, no, they're struggling with, I don't know how the fuck that works, you know? So, I'm telling you, I've been just using like the whole, I'm a student. So I don't know nothing, you know, I'm learning how to use Photoshop and shit. That's what I'm focusing on right now. So I'm trying to do a good job with that. So, yeah, it's a little different because, like a good example, this showed like, remember how I was telling you guys, I played the original Oregon Trail as a little kid. They brought that exact computer to class. They're like, look at this ancient relic. Like, yo, I worked on that. Like, yeah, like, like I still have like a Brett Favre rookie card. You know what I'm saying? Imagine someone being like, look at this artifact. Back in the day, young males used to, you know, collect cards of football players, and now they're NFTs. You know, I'm like, yo, I still have my baseball cards and shit. Yo, I have Brett Favre signed rookie card. He just like fucked up. Like he just got like in some kind of scandal where he stole from the welfare system in Mississippi. It's like the, I don't know. We're going to let this play out. But I feel like this is the moment in my life that I've been waiting for this whole time. Like I got this signed. I had a Brett Favre rookie card and I mailed it to him and he signed it and mailed it back. Like I mailed it to his fan club and he signed it and mailed it back. Like he didn't keep it. I was like, ah, whatever. It took like 9 months, but it came back, right? And then I've had this since like forever. And I've been, you know, he retired. I was like, man, hopefully he'll do something crazy. And then, you know, his paraphernalia or whatever, his stuff will go up in value. And it's happening now, bro, 2022. So we're going to have Brett Favre signed rookie card. And he just fucked up. So I'm very excited. We're going to hold on to that card and see what happens and see what we could do. Hopefully holding on to that all this time pays off and I don't get beat up by him later on in my life. Like, you know, OJ Simpson went after those people trying to sell his like jerseys and shit. He's like, hey, those my shit. Hopefully that doesn't happen to me where I'm trying to sell this Brett Favre signed rookie card at a convention. He just comes up like, fuck you, bro, and punches me. And then hopefully the card doesn't get bent during an altercation. Because I do want you guys to record it and upload it to YouTube so it could go viral and the card value will go up some more. So I've been waiting for this for a long time, so I'm pretty excited. Anyways, back to the topic. I'm telling you, man, this fucking strain makes you jump topics back and forth. Like, I have no idea what the fuck my topic is before I started this. I'm about to cheat and pause the show, go back, and then that's the good thing about a podcast. People are like, why don't you do it live? Like, hey, man, I'm on drugs right now. The premise of the show is I'm smoking a lot of weed. Yes, I'm talking on a mic, but like, it's just me by myself blabbing into a microphone. You know what I mean? I'm just like high as shit being like, hey, man. So I'm just talking to myself. Hi. So I'm going to forget what the I'm on drugs, bro. These are drugs, you know, that's what everyone says, right? Whatever, you know, I'm high, you know, so obviously I'm going to forget what the fuck I'm talking about. So hold on real quick. Let me pause. I remember now. So I was trying to get to my point. My point I was trying to make was I am seasoned and some of these kids are not kids, co-students of mine, because I'm trying to fit in. I'm the old guy being like, hello, fellow kids. That's me, you know. That meme with that dude with the fucking skateboarded shit, the Adam Sandler movie. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm old school. Like I was raised with the internet. Like one of the things we talked about, my teacher was like, they were talking about Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And I'm old enough to where like that didn't exist for a while. Everything was wired together. And when they did bring it, I was like, nah, I thought the wires would be faster. My brain couldn't grab the concept. Like, why would it be fast? It's going, there's no wires. Obviously the wire is going to go faster than the air, you know? I didn't get it and I didn't use it for a while, dude. I remember whenever I was like one of the first people out of my friends to merge my phone to my car. I had a BMW and so it would make my car ring. And it would impress the shit out of people. Like someone would call me, I'd answer through my steering wheel while I was driving, which is like a normal thing now, you know, Bluetoothing your phone to your car and answering, that's normal, right? Wi-Fi it took me a while to like accept it. That sounds stupid, right? But that's how old school I am. Like I was like, no, the wires are faster if I get these gold wires. When you know more, you know how competitive the field is and now like, you know, you might want to do stuff, but it takes a lot to start a business or make a name for yourself. And so I had a lot of college students that were with me that they'd be like, well, I don't have social media. I don't like social media, but I would like to work like in the video game industry and like make like 1980s music retro music specifically. And then they're like, dude, we're in 2022. Why are you making 40-year-old music? Like, I mean, I get it as maybe like a YouTube channel, but is there like a market that I'm not aware of where like there's retro music that needs to be made? Like, I know I've seen a couple songs, you know, or like that cup board or that little cup animated cartoon looking video game. So maybe, I don't know. But, you know, when I heard that, I was like, what? We can do that? Which I don't know. You know, as a graphic designer, I know there's like people out there that I've seen people make six figures and all they do is make 3D shoes for a video game. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like playing on a computer all day. You just make it 3D. What shoe? This shoe. I just literally copied this into the computer because no one else had to do it. And some people are buying it and I'm getting paid. I've seen plenty of people that just do that. Some people that make visual effects, like an explosion. If you know how to make the fire effects look good, like a realistic explosion, you can just sell those things and people will buy them from you. Sounds, you know, it's like everything's it's different now. I got to think of this shit different. So as opposed to like being from the electrical field and, you know, having a secure job. So I do have to be open minded. You know, I'm joining a new field. I'm at a new place. I'm not trying to stick to my old ways. You know, the people up here aren't the same, you know. I feel like in Texas it's like as far right, not far right, but like pretty right as you can get political wise. And over here it's left. And I know they're like, oh, Portland has a horrible homeless problem. I'm like, hey man, I remember I was in Houston. Shit, Houston did too. Like I remember multiple people downtown under a bridge, you know, like beds under the bridge, like the interstate. I mean, it was by downtown, but like, dude, like it's not just the left or rights. It's everywhere. Something that has to be addressed differently. I don't think it has to do anything with like a, it's expensive, dude. I did a study. I'm in college, you know, so I have to do studies for like school classes and projects. And one of them was like, if I wanted to, I think it was like an honors class, and I did a study where I actually did the numbers and tried to like, I kind of cheated because I was trying to look for an apartment myself anyways, you know? So if you were homeless, how much money would you need to leave homelessness saved up? All right. So say you're homeless, right? It's like $8,000 to $9,000. That's how much money you need. Because think about it, if you're trying to get like an apartment, you need like the first month's rent, the deposit, you know, you have to have an address. You have to have some kind of like proof of, hey, this is the person, and, you know, a bank account, all this stuff like that. And then as soon as you get the apartment, you need utilities, you know, all this stuff you got to pay, insurance, you know. And so that's just, so you need right there, a couple months rent. That's a couple thousand bucks right there. That's just the rent. And then with all the bills, that's probably another grand. And then food, and then the furniture. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's realistically, you know, if you wanted to go from the streets and go into like an apartment, it wasn't like $2,000 or $3,000. It was like $5,000 to $8,000. Cause it still had to account food. People don't account food. They're like, oh yeah, so you'll eat. But like, no, dude, when you don't have a home, and you don't get to like cook, that shit gets expensive, dude. You know, like $10 just for one plate of food sometimes, you know. I've paid $20 for one sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, but that's what the prices are now, you know. So imagine having a family of four. Every time you eat, it's like $100 almost, you know. That's crazy. And you eat a couple, so you're spending like $300 a day on food. So it's like, you got to account for that. You know, you got to buy pots and pans and clothes. And, you know, I was buying clothes for my kids. So I had the numbers. I was paying for it right at the moment. So I was like, yo, it costs a lot of money to get off the streets, you know? So it's more something different than that. You know, I'm getting off philosophical here with this cannabis. It's making me jump topics pretty fast and like different directions. I'm supposed to be telling you about, you know, being in college, and I'm here talking about God knows what the fuck. So I feel like if I don't put an end to this, I'm just gonna keep blabbing on. So again, you guys, I guess thanks for tuning in. We're gonna try to wrap it up here. This episode was brought to you by Pineapple Upside Down Cake crossed with Green Queen here from Funk Extracts. Make sure to check them out. Make sure to check out our Pound Bag Radio collection. We have an art store on the mindproductions.threadless.com. Check out, there's a linktree.com/Amaya4000 link you can find on any of the profiles. Check out all the links on there, man. Go to our YouTube channel. Go check out some of the old episodes. They're actually NFTs. If you don't know what that means, that's fine. Just go follow it. You can listen to the episodes there. You don't have to buy anything. If you want to buy them, you can. It kind of supports us, what we're trying to do. But if you want to listen to some of the old episodes, when we're like Dirtbag Radio, season 1 is all NFTs. And it's the links on there. Just go through our art store. Just, you know, do what you guys can to support the show. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Again, we smoked pineapple upside down cake. What we learned from this was, in the beginning, I was kind of nervous, you know. Talking wise, I seemed to blab on pretty good. Topic wise, I did not stick to one topic. I kept going from one topic to another, to another, to another. So my main point, honestly, if I was not podcasting, I was talking without, like, I had the luxury of stopping and going to, like, all right, time out and go back to see what I was talking about. If I didn't have that, I don't think I would have made myself look stupid. You know, so like if I was around my parents, they'd be like, oh, he's on something. Like, yeah, I'm on Pineapple Upside Down Cake by Funk Extracts. So that's our study there. We know this strain's going to do that. That way, you know, like, hey, man, I just want to get fucked up. I don't really give a fuck about talking to nobody. I want to be at my house. This is an indica. So I really recommend this. If you're trying to chill at home and be fucked up, this is a good one. You know, if you're trying to be social, talk to people and like, people not judge you afterwards, I'll probably say no. Don't say, again, this is like equivalent to like being drunk a little bit, you know, off alcohol, you know, so you are going to be a little impaired, but it's more like speech-wise, cognitive-wise. So that's a review here for you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to what it's like to be a adult in college and, you know, having to not deal with anything, just my mindset while going through this, and a lot of people might be like, well, wonder what it's like. Like, hey, man, I'm just going with the flow. All the political stuff that's been happening, I've just been like shrugging it off. Like, I don't know. I'm just a college student. I'm just a stupid. Because, you know, I guess that would be probably the typical thing that older people would think, oh, he's just a stupid college student. Like, okay, well, then that's what I'm doing. You know, I've been smoking weed every single day. Which is, and I've been on the dean's list, the president's list. So I'm doing okay. I'm trying hard. You know, I'm not like smoking weed and like I am falling asleep sometimes, but I do focus on my homework. Like, as soon as we're done with this podcast, I am going to start doing my homework too. You know, this is my little break from school. So doesn't mean because you smoke weed, you're irresponsible. You know, you could totally be high functioning and still get along. I hope someone takes this as like information for a study. Like, if you guys, oh, weed makes you dumber. Oh yeah. Well, there's this guy on this podcast I listened to. He's my best friend. He told me because I listened to him this podcast, and that's the requirement for his friendship, basically. That, you know, he smokes weed every day, and he made something above the dean's list called the president's list. They told the president how smart he is. Like, when you get like 3.9 or something like that, GPA, you know, Ricky Bobby or whatever, we just piss excellence, you know, that's what it is around here. You know, we look at, dude, it's homework. We're drawing, you know, I'm in college for graphic design. They're like, hey, you got to draw this thing. Like, okay, I'm going to draw the fuck out of it. Let's do it. You know, I'm just trying as hard as I can, trying to make an impression on people up here. Hopefully someone's like, hey, I remember this guy from school. We should probably fuck with him. So you guys, make sure to check everything out. Make sure to check out our clothing line, Third Eye Tribe Apparel. Follow all our social media. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.